Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, here's some good news, Sue. Tomorrow is Friday. Despite more snow in the forecast, the weekend is just about here. We got a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. We've got a great panel set up. Jane will be here. A lot of stuff to talk about, not only the fires and what's happening nationally. We have obviously some interesting things in Washington, but then our story about the mayor here, Tish, and Kim Gardner's in the news. Sam Page is in the news. It's going to be a good roundtable. Jane, State Rep Steve Butch, and former St. Louis County Councilman and St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch all here, plus Cusimano with sports at 4:45. There's a new documentary out that's fantastic. It's on Netflix. It's called Norman's Rare Guitars, about this little guitar shop in L.A. And David Dillmore, who's the director, that's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow. I saw this guy, our next guest, on Fox last night doing a great job, as he always does. Steve Malloy, former Trump-Pence EPA transition team member, founder of JunkScience.com. You're having to straighten a lot of people out here this week with the climate change nonsense. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
Happy New Year. Well, Happy New Year to you. So here we are, you know, already in just amazing devastation. We've been talking about this the last few days, and we've had one of our contributors who's a native here in St. Louis, Brian Ping, who's on CanX in Los Angeles, and Dave Murray, our meteorologist, lives out there in Laguna Beach. So the devastation, Steve, we've never seen really anything like this, but immediately they go to climate change, right?
Well, yeah, I think climate change is the go-to camouflage for, you know, governments grew up, particularly Democrat governments grew up. You'll remember that in August 2023, we had horrific wildfires just blow through Maui, and the first thing the government did was blame climate change, and when it was really the government's fault for not warning people, not being prepared. And guess what? That same thing happened again. The government failed to warn people. Warn them well enough, and then, you know, when they came to fight the fires, there was no water in the fire hydrants. Of course, the brush is overgrown because, you know, in California you can't clean up brush, and it's just a total man-made disaster.
So when, you know, I have this secret hope, and there's a lot of things that they need to settle, and people are, you know, homeless and all those things. But in the end here, I'm almost wondering if this is not a real opportunity for a conversation about how much they screwed up. Gavin Newsom, whether it's him or Karen Bass or the federal government with this nonsense. Look, we pointed this out in the previous segment. Trump was just on Joe Rogan's podcast a couple of months ago, essentially predicting some of this stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been asked that question a couple times today already. And I think the answer is no, they're not going to learn anything. California in recent years has had huge wildfires, and they're all, you know, basically caused by, for the same reason, just land management neglect. They know this stuff's going to happen. They've allowed it to happen, and then they don't learn anything from it. So I think, you know, even though, like, all these people that lived in Pacific Palisades are all rich, liberal Democrats, they've, you know, fund all these campaigns for Democrats. Have they learned anything? Are they going to, you know, vote out Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom? No, I think they're going to keep them. And you know, of course, the federal taxpayer is going to have to come in and bail these people out. Of course, we can't really afford to do that anymore. You know, we can't bail out millionaires in their homes. I mean, this is just crazy.
Well, and I do think that some of that is going to be at play, right? What do you know about one of the things I saw today? Maybe this was from you, Steve, because I follow you and I retweet some of your stuff. But in 2014, they voted on something out there called Proposition 1, which directed billions and billions of dollars for like infrastructure for water storage and reservoirs. And they haven't built one of those things in 10 years, 11 years?
Yeah, so 10 years ago, there was a referendum and voters said, you know, we want more water storage, and they ponied up the money for it. But Gavin Newsom hasn't built any of it. And of course, this piggybacks on the fact that, you know, California flushes 100 billion gallons of water into the Pacific Ocean every year to save the Delta smelt versus sending it south to not only the San Joaquin Valley for agriculture, but also to cities in Southern California because they need water. Then you have the situation where, you know, the water tanks around, like, the Palisades were, you know, very small 3 million gallon tanks. It sounds like a lot, but it's not. You know, they have no ability to take water out of the ocean to put fires out. It's just the whole thing. It's just this government catastrophe. I mean, can you imagine living in the Palisades thinking that, oh, I've got a fire hydrant in front of my house, I'm going to be okay? No, yeah. People trusted the government. The government let them down again. And this is just like it was in Hawaii. And no one in government has been held responsible for what happened in Maui. It's not gonna, you know, again, it's not going to happen. Democrats will just vote for the same people.
Yeah, and then, you know, at the same time all this is happening, you already have people, and I know that you tweeted this out, like Philip Bump and some of these idiots from the Washington Post and beyond, you know, already writing columns about how with Trump back in, his, you know, archaic climate politics return. This is where I kind of go back to my question about the common sense, because I think people in the election are kind of onto a lot of this stuff, and maybe Trump is the right person to really explain to the American people how many mistakes we've made along these lines. Because a lot of people, Steve, they don't know. They don't, you know, they're people that aren't paying attention to the news and following shows like this or follow you on Twitter. So a lot of people are just in the dark about it.
So, as you know, I follow this stuff pretty closely. It's my sense now that the wheels are coming off this climate hoax, and it's one of the reasons that President Trump feels so free. He basically campaigned on climate being a hoax. Anytime it came up, that's what he would say. And these guys like Bump in the Washington Post, you know, saying that this is Trump's policy. What's he talking about? Trump doesn't cause the Santa Ana winds. Trump doesn't cause brush not to be cleaned up. Whatever the spark was, Trump didn't cause that. I mean, it's crazy stuff. Yeah, and I've seen all kinds of nutty stuff from the left today. You know, this climate thing is just, it's in its last throes. I think Trump is going to drive the stake through its heart, and we can move on.
Steve, one of the things that I've heard people say, and I saw you correct a couple, there have been people saying that, you know, one of the things that's really bad about this is that these wildfires are, you know, throwing all these emissions into the air, even worse than some of the CO2 from cars, et cetera. But you're saying that's not true, right?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you talking about the conventional emissions, like particulate stuff like that? Oh, yeah, the air quality stuff. Yeah, the air quality is ugly, no question about that, but it's not a health risk. And I'm not talking about people who are, you know, who are getting smoke inhalation. Okay, that's bad.
Yeah.
But just, you know, the stuff that's in the air, the chemicals, you know, the trace levels of chemicals in the air and the particulate matter, yeah, none of that stuff is going to hurt anybody. That's just basic air quality. I've got a whole book on this called Scare Pollution. Everyone likes to be afraid of toxics in the air, but of course, the stuff's not toxic. There's going to be no asthma. No one's going to die. There's nothing is going to happen from all this stuff.
One of the things, before I let you go, I want to guide people in. If you don't follow Steve, it's at Junk Science. And there was this satellite video that you posted yesterday on the X formerly Twitter that basically, it's just kind of amazing. It shows the winds. It looks like somebody drew this, you know, as a cartoon, but it shows the fires. You can kind of see them burning and the winds blowing all the smoke out to the ocean. And that's incredible. We're going to see a lot of probably before and after pictures from satellites as well. But that really put things into perspective, how powerful this
was.
Well,
yeah. I mean, you know, the winds are constantly changing, right? I mean, so it blows the fire all over the place. But, you know, for that one satellite picture, I thought it was really interesting, just blowing all the smoke out to the ocean. You could see how strong the wind was. It was really interesting. It was a video from NOAA satellite.
It's incredible. It really is. But I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of things that I've thought have been incredible, not in all good ways, because this devastation is something else. Malloy, thank you so much. Keep on
him, Steve.
Yep, all right.
Yep,
take care.
Bye.
We got audio cut of the day coming up here in just a couple of minutes on 97.1 FM Talk. I'm going to squeeze one more guest in, too, because there is a CNN defamation trial that's not getting a lot of attention, but it's a big one. And a Free Beacon reporter named Jessica Kotsku is going to join us next.
Get more at 971talk.com.